Hey, rock and roll, baby. Hey, this is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 10:31. Thanks, Greenwich. Phone number 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Brand new release from Len's Lounge. The new CD is called Road Dog and More Train Songs. And we're going to play one of those train songs for you now. So this is a sample from the new Len's Lounge compact disc on Northern Aggression Records, right out of Cincinnati, Ohio, right here in the Natty. And when we come back, Jaffanet and Toby from Len's Lounge will be in the studio with us, and they'll sing us some more songs from the new record. We got the whole unplugged hookup thing. It's all hooked up. It's pretty cool and groovy. This is Len's Lounge on WAIF.
Hopefully you're strapped in, because this is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
It's 10:37 on a Tuesday night, WAIF Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we are absolutely tickled pink, just beside ourselves with glee and joy that Len's Lounge has decided to join us here in the plush, palatial, romantic Studio A at WAIF Compound Central. Thanks a lot for coming
Man,
in, guys.
It's nice here, I tell you what.
It is very nice here.
To the floor.
Yes, Jeff is actually walking around in stocking feet. Looks like new Hanes socks. going to have to be burned immediately after leaving the studio.
Error.
So if we could, quickly, could everybody introduce themselves into, kind of lean into the mic there a little bit if you could. And so
Jeff Robertson.
That's Jeff Robertson. What do you do, Jeff?
I play guitar and I write songs. I'm a full-time dad. I'm about 6'1", and I wear a size 11 sneaker.
Oh. And you, what's your favorite show on the WB?
On the WB?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Angel. Although, you know, we don't probably want to get into the whole breast thing. Warner Breasts. Angel or... Is VIP on the WB?
I think VIP is one of those syndicated dealies.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Man, that's fine.
Now on Fiddle, we got Annette over here.
Hello.
Give us all your stats like Jeff did just did.
Well, I'm going to be a student. I'm also a server at Nicholson's and play violin. Just play violin with the band. I don't usually serve people.
Where's Nicholson's at?
Downtown.
Oh, it's that, like that Irish kind of place?
That's where they have goat brains and stuff.
Yeah, you can get blood, you can order blood.
That's right, yeah. Like, it's a side, it's a la carte is the restaurant term.
That's gross.
What about haggis? You got haggis on the menu there? Do you know how to make haggis?
Only one day a year.
One day a year? That's plenty. I'm sure
it's
the smell lingers.
I'm going to go get our haggis thing.
Well, what's the haggis day? Hold on, what's haggis day?
I want to smell the trash can 3 days after haggis.
What's the special haggis day in Scottish culture?
Robert Burns' birthday.
The poet, Mice and Men poet. When's his birthday?
It's coming up. It's in January.
Do you take off sick that day?
I'm planning on.
Are there any crazy Scottish guys that come in and actually eat haggis that's not on a dare?
Well, actually, I mean, it's like a big event.
Do they ask for ketchup?
I don't know.
You need an extra powered green ketchup.
Something.
All right, and Troy, what do we got? But Toby, what do we got here?
Toby Ellis, part-time guitar player, part-time nerd. You know, it's a living.
What's your favorite show on the WB?
I didn't get to answer that one.
Oh, we'll go back to Annette. Annette, okay. What's your favorite show on the WB?
Okay, are we doing ones that are on the WB now or just...
Past, present, future.
Okay,
you can
Buffy.
You say jump, Buffy.
Buffy moves.
Buffy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to second the Buffy.
All right. Well, sure, but...
So I've got the...
yeah, baby.
I've got the ingredients for haggis. You start with a stomach, heart, liver, kidneys, and the lungs of a sheep.
Don't forget the lungs. The lungs are the best part.
Add a little salt.
So do you think the predilection for the Americans eating the muscle instead of the organs is an ethnic thing?
No. Dude, the muscle tastes good. The organs taste gross.
Well, in addition to nutmeg, onions, and a bunch of other, you know, some stock and stuff like that, you wash the stomach out with cold water and you turn it inside out and you scrape it out really well.
You know, when you're making chitlins, you just hit them on a stomp. Mm. You don't wash them. When you're making chitlins, you don't wash them out. You just hit them on a stomp until they come clean.
You boil the heart, the liver, the kidneys, and the lungs until they're tender. Hanging the windpipe over the edge of the pan so it's great to do.
The windpipe is also the death outspell. The windpipe's like a little valve escape. Well, steam.
It says here that you hang the windpipe over the edge of the pan so it drains into a bowl.
Oh, there's Robert Burns' picture on that.
Yeah,
that's very
appearing.
Yeah, the nutmeg is what makes it, not the lungs and the kidneys. Yeah.
You chop the meat fine.
The lungs are fine, but where's the nutmeg?
You grate the liver, you add salt, pepper, nutmeg, onions, suey, and oatmeal. Then you mix well with the stock, fill the stomach, making sure to leave room for the oatmeal to expand.
So you chop the meat, but you dice. You
mix it real well. Okay, then you sew it up, and you prick all over with a needle, and you put it into boiling water for 3 hours. Then you put it on a hot plate, slit it open, and serve with mashed turnips and potatoes. It's a dinner only a grandpa could love.
And I'm sure if anyone needs this recipe, you can write in, and probably,
yeah. Well, I'll email it back to anybody.
Great.
Yeah. Let's get into some music.
Yeah, Len's Lounge. That's a crazy idea. We got a band here. Let's quit talking recipes. Len's Lounge, WAIF, Chris and Rob Show.
Here's a song about a crazy lady out in Illinois. Memory
falling down. Words tumble out all around.
Man, something's crackling. Hey, it's Len's Lounge on WIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Is that a song on the new record?
Yeah, it's called Illinois Central.
Illinois Central. What's the name of the new record?
Road Dog and More Train Songs.
If somebody wanted to pick up their very own copy of Road Dogs and Train Songs, one for themselves and one to stuff in a stock, and how could one go about picking up a copy or two of that one?
Your first opportunity will be at our release party on Saturday night at the Comet. Two shows, 7:30 and 10, with Messer Lee and Ewing opening up both shows. And after that, any local independent record seller like Shake It or Phil's Records or Everybody's Records or Looney T-Birds or at northernaggression.com.
Is this your first record?
This is our second CD. We also have a single out a long time ago and a DIY cassette tape.
Man, so you got a whole thing. This mic sounds like crap. Is that what you're saying?
Turn this one off for a minute.
You gonna move it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it back on.
All right, it's back on now.
There we go.
There we are.
Think it'll sound better?
Yeah. WAIF Radio. We've got Len's Lounge in the studio now. Where did you get the, where'd you get the name Len's Lounge? I've seen signs around town that said Len's Lounge.
I know you're familiar with a little bar down the north side called The Serpent, because I've seen you coming in and out of there many times.
Oh, you know it, with my leather toddy on.
All you need is one piece of leather.
Mm-hmm.
To get in, that is. and you're on your own. But Serpent's, before it was Serpent's, it was a bar called Colors, which was a little bit more friendly and more inviting, and before that it was a little redneck grease joint called Len's Lounge, and we used to have practice space up above Hassell Pottery on the corner of Blue Rock and Hamilton Avenue in beautiful Northside, and we used to go down there, buy our cigarettes and package beer, and they hated us, and it was just we named the band after to in spite.
Now you're down here playing songs for us, not just because you got a new CD out, and not just because you like us, but you got gigs coming up too, right?
Saturday night.
So where at?
At the Comet.
At the Comet, Saturday night.
Two shows, 7:30 and 10. Why are we screaming at each other?
Oh, there's an early show.
Yes, early show and late show. It's like the 60s, man.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's like Buddy Hackett at the Sands.
It's free, man.
So is the late show the blue show? Is that when you bust out all the dirty material for the late crowd?
Yeah, that's when we swear.
You do one for the kids at 7, and then you break out the dirty stuff.
The kids, my wife, and the in-laws.
You sure gonna do another tune?
Oh, shit.
Can you? I don't know how much you prepared.
If
man.
You want.
That, yes, yeah, it's, well, okay,
hey,
this would be the late show.
You still do that song, The Big Sky? You still do that one?
No.
Why not?
Because we haven't played it in 10 years.
That was a pretty good song. I remember that one.
That was a good song, yeah.
I was stoned and came to one of your gigs once and you did that song.
You were not. We don't, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sure we did. We or I did. That's a good one. I'll have to dig that one back up.
Okay,
it is a good song.
Do that just for us.
It's a Len's Lounge on WAIF.
This is My Dixie Ray.
Gee, man.
Sorry, that's me. My Dixie Ray is a song off the new record. It's a little quick one, so we don't want to catch you sleeping or anything.
On WAIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Is that one on the new record?
Or yeah,
is
that one's on the new record.
Oh, man, that one's on the new record, too.
That's right.
So which member of Len's Lounge is more likely to get too drunk to be able to play on the night of a show? But we'll swear up and down that they're very capable of playing, but then we'll just sock and ruin the gig.
No, what they'll say is, they'll say, oh, I play better when I'm a little buzzed.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Well, neither Toby nor Annette drink.
Aha!
Paul Paul, the bass player, certainly likes to drink, but he's definitely not a lush.
He's so drunk he couldn't even come here tonight. Where the hell is he? What's going on?
he loaned his bass to the Stapletons, who are on WKRC tomorrow morning. So he had not a bass to play.
The Stapletons don't have a bass?
Not an upright bass.
Oh, okay.
So,
is that the channel?
That leaves me. Well, the drummer, Dave Purcell, Dave. He's just not drunk.
I do, but not everybody else does.
Well, I'm
not
saying,
the thousands, millions of people listening.
Yeah, but you can
validate
that. I can tell you that he's not a drunk.
Okay.
You know, so that leaves me and.
So you got a drink to make up for the other four?
Yes.
Put
it this way: every bar that we play, they always forgive our tab because it's next to nothing.
Wow. That's, yeah. That's
we
very
we pray
impressive.
In the Church of Marijuana, okay?
Okay.
So that's where we're at, all
right? And, of course, you play better stoned, right?
Is it always about, you know, better or not better? I mean, is that really what it's coming down to?
It's not always a competition, Chris.
It's about not caring that much if it sucks.
That's right. That's right.
I want you to play another song for us, but before you do, talk to me a little bit about the songwriting tradition you come from. Because I know you've been around on the scene for a while, and you've soaked up a lot. This is the first lineup that I know you've had with a fiddle player, which I think is kind of interesting, too.
Well, actually, the first Lens Lounge had a... Well, actually, it was the first Bovine Militia had a fiddle player. And unfortunately for the Bovine Militia, which was my first Cincinnati band, Michael could only play when he was tripping.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or at least play live.
But he could practice better than though, right?
No, not at all. He could practice straight, and he was great. But you get him live, and you know he had to have the tab, and you know he what can I say? It's the guy was a nightmare. You know, it was awful. It was just the most awful thing. And his wife liked to take her clothes off in public, and of course she had to have the tab too. So, so you know, I come from a tradition of street players, basically campfire singers, porch swingers, you know, that kind of thing. You know, if I can't do it sitting on my front porch, then most likely I can't do it in a bar or on record or anywhere else. So that's the kind of tradition I come from. You know. Straightforward, honest guitar picking. Singing and songwriting.
We'll play some other song.
All right. How about this train? No,
just,
no, no. We already. You
one.
Just played that one.
Played
okay.
That for the record.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Big Sky.
Big. You don't know Big Sky. How about. How about we do this Guy Clark song? It's called. What's this called? Double Blues. This is off the CD. Well, I wish I... No. Well, I wish I was... No, it's not it.
I thought you had perfect pitch, dude.
Well, I wish I was in Dublin.
Spanish.
Lounge on WAIF, the Chris and Rob late night talk show. What the hell is a Mad Dog Margarita? That sounds like it's got to be the grossest drink ever made. Have you ever had one, and how can you sing sincerely about it if you've never had one?
Rob, it's all about alcohol for you tonight, isn't it?
You noticed that, did you?
Alcohol in the haggis.
Okay, which brings us back. If you don't want to talk about the Mad Dog Margarita, well, let's talk about this. If you guys needed a heart transplant, any one of you, would you rather have to wait for some dude to die in a motorcycle wreck, or would you rather there be like a big meat sack full of your cloned organs ready for your use?
Cloned organs, all the way.
He's cloned organs.
As long as they're in a meat sack.
Yeah.
We got two. Annette?
Can't we use the sheep organs instead of using
the pig?
Well, I want the pig to grow my heart, and then I want to be able to eat the pig after it's been slaughtered from my heart.
I think that's a holistic approach to medicine.
Exactly.
We're talking to Len's Lounge on WAIF, Cincinnati, Ohio's community radio, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you have a request for Jeff and the kids, give us a call here at 749-1444. Of course, they always take requests, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, as long as we know them.
We have Jeff, Annette, and Toby from Len's Lounge. Catch their show Saturday night at the Comet. Buy their new CD, which is available at only the hip local record stores. Now, looking forward past Saturday, you got anything else lined up after that? Big Christmas gigs, anything like that?
Gigs, no. We got a lot of recording to do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And
backlog of songs?
Yeah. Furious backlog of songs. And we're also involved in this Uprooted Collective thing, which is a bunch of roots, alt-country oriented bands. And it's us, and it's Stapletons, and Pike 27, and Messerly and Ewing, and the Wild and Uproarious Bag.
How much longer do you think this whole alt-country wave is going to last? I mean, how much longer can No Depression go on?
I don't know. You know, when Maybelle Carter dies, I guess, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kind of stupid to ask questions.
Now, this is radio, not TV, but if this was television...
What are we talking about? Goth rock here? I mean, yeah. Come on, man.
If this was TV, I would
ask
the camera to zoom in on Annette's ankle, or not her ankle, on her wrist, to take a look at that watch. Show everybody your watch.
It's like a swatch.
That reminds me of those swatches we used to get back in the 80s when we were youngsters.
It's even better.
What is it?
It's a Lego watch.
It's a Lego watch.
That's not a Lego. Yeah, you can take it apart?
You can take it apart.
Show us.
So if you ever, like... See, if you were here and you were really bored with what you were doing,
or drunk,
like, you can redo.
So, is it adjustable for people who have bigger wrists or littler wrists?
You know, you just add more.
So, like, you could add more Legos if you're like a fullback.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know, Annette the violin player, you can just like make it the regular size.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a little one, you could take all of them off.
I think it's actually supposed to be for kids, so it would probably have.
That's pretty cool. Let's play another song, and then we'll play a track from the CD, which everyone's dying to hear.
Everybody's dying to hear. How about we play a new song? This isn't on the CD, okay? How about that? It's called West of the Wabash. West of the Wabash,
measure, whist of the wabash.
Lounge on WAIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And again, the big gig is Saturday
night at the Comet.
Two shows at the Comet. What, 7:30
and
10:30? 7:30 and 10. And the name of the new CD is, of course,
Road Dog and More Train Songs.
Road Dog and More Train Songs. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have a track off the new CD by Lens Lounge. This is WAIF Cincinnati.
Thank you. watching the sirens wail. Do you hear? Now the front door and crime scene tape.
Compact disc from Lens Lounge called Road Dog and more train songs. Pick it up while they last.
You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
This is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Rob. Lens Lounge has decided to stick around for and do another song as soon as they turn the fan off. We'll get this thing going. Chris comes over here long enough just to screw up the audio. Turns on the fan. I tell you, we need a guy. We need a teamster in here just to work that fan. So, Lens Lounge, one more tune, and what are you guys going to do for us?
This is the title track from the new CD.
Will you do this Saturday night at the Comet?
Oh, yeah.
Twice?
Twice, yeah.
Both shows?
Both shows.
Clean
once
version at 7?
Once electric.
Oh, I thought you'd do like a clean version at 7.
You're not doing the same set, both sets.
A dirty version.
No. Mix it up a little bit?
No, the first set's acoustic. It's basically us doing what we're doing right now, standing around on a microphone. You know, bluegrass, grand old opera style. The second set is a straight up electric kind of set, you know. It's, yeah. What can I tell you?
We're going to rock the house.
Well, you know, the kids don't think it rocks, you know, but they've never made rice before. So.
Okay. There you go.
I'm not going to lose that metaphor on you. South of Jackson, Mississippi. She's eating barbecued pork while I'm sipping iced tea. The wind
from Natchez. Warm memories in a breeze. A memory as mundane as a sigh or a sneeze. Well, my feet were dangling softly in a leg poncho train. In the air, smell of old sneakers. In the air, smell of rain. I could see those clouds rolling across that mighty plain. The causeway disappeared. In my heart began to ache. This is something I long to share with you. Nothing but a road looks so true. All the world comes alive like it's new. This is something I long to share with you. The smell of cool rain on hot asphalt, washing down the dust and fueling sentiment. Water on my face, the scene from place to place.
On WAIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The big show is Saturday at the Comet, and the new CD is, what is it, Road Dogs and Train Songs?
Road Dog and Train, More Train Songs.
Road Dog and More Train Songs. And thanks a lot for coming in, guys. It's been a blast, and we hope to have you back again sometime soon. It's 11:19 on a Tuesday night, WAIF Cincinnati.